Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria today up to 27, Joburg 25, Mbombela a Thursday with a high of 30 degrees.
In Edenville on the R24 eastbound, that stationary track near the Edenville Road exit causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, Ireland have the opportunity to leapfrog the Springboks in the Rugby World Rankings this weekend, and Sundowns go 15 points clear at the top of the Betway Premiership.
We start with a message that the days of passengers misbehaving on flights are over. South Africa is now targeting disruptive behavior on aeroplanes. Parliament has recommended the adoption of the Montreal Protocol to bolster aviation security. With this international agreement, the aim is to close the legal loopholes when prosecuting passengers charged with unruly behavior during a flight. Lebohang Ndashe has more.
By endorsing these international agreements, the government is extending its jurisdictions beyond the state of registration, including the state of landing and the state of the operator. This ensures offenders can no longer evade accountability through legal loopholes. With incidents on aeroplanes on the rise, South Africa also wants to show its commitment to international law enforcement operations. The most recent high-profile report of disruptive behavior during a flight was in December last year and involved a senior manager at the SABC who allegedly became intoxicated and threw a tantrum when the flight crew refused to serve her more alcohol. She was arrested when the Flight Safair plane landed in Cape Town, but National Police later confirmed that the charges had been withdrawn pending further investigations. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
From the air to the roads, Tshwane Metro Police officers are reported to be on the scene where protesters have blocked the R55 with burning tyres. That's near the Sasol garage in the Stone Ridge area in Centurion. There's heavy traffic congestion in that area. Tshwane Metro Police have not yet been able to be reached to confirm any further information. In KwaZulu-Natal, concerned that some homes on the bluff in Durban could be at risk after heavy rains this week unleashed mudslides all the way down to a road on the beach.
It's quite a despairing feeling because the first time, then the second time, now the third time, you had this gut-wrenching feeling like we're just waiting. It's teetering on an edge there.
Ward 66 councillor Zoe Solomon says sewage pipes that were fixed during the previous storms have washed away again this week. Torrential rains wreaked havoc in parts of KZN and claimed the lives of three children and two women in Lamontville. In international news, the bodies of four Israeli hostages were handed over by Hamas early this morning. That was followed by the return of another group of freed Palestinian prisoners to the occupied West Bank. This is for part of phase one of the ceasefire that came into effect last month and has seen the return of 25 hostages released alive that were taken during the October 2023 attacks on Israel. That's in exchange for more than 1,100 prisoners. And while we are speaking all things delicious, foodies in China have been flocking to a funeral home in the southwestern province of Guizhou after a noodle dish that served at its canteen went viral on social media. The canteen caters to the funeral home's customers. But as word began to spread about the famous noodles, hordes of diners began to show up, posing as mourners.
Oh, there you go.
I'm Gerda de Souza. Net weer die hoofnuus die uur. Die regering stel nuwe regulasies voor om ontvrugtende passasiers op vlugte suksesvol te kan aankla.
Nothing more appetizing than thinking about the funeral home.
Right.
Well, I'm just wondering, what is the soup that they serve at the funeral home?
Oh, did you really think about the food?
Yes, of course.
So it is a noodle dish with pork and peanuts.
That's what they say.
Pork and peanuts. Mm. People are dying to taste this.
You want to laugh? Go on, it's fine.
No, do it.
It's Dad Joke Thursday.
That was a good one.
I must tell you that I really enjoyed the South Korean food this morning. Really, I can see myself eating this a whole lot more. I think it's healthier.
Yeah.
And even the